I'm Derek Cardwell, and today we profile another inductee of the 2023 class at the Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame. Induction ceremonies were in June, and today we spotlight Bronson Mation. Competing at Knoxville from 2004 to 2017, Bronson won the first ever 305 sprint car race at Knoxville and won the first time he sat in a race car in a non-wing 305 event in 2003 in Oskaloosa. He competed in the 360 class for two seasons and won one feature before jumping to the 410s in 2006. He would improve steadily, earning Most Improved Driver twice, and then drive to his first two feature wins in 2012, including the inaugural Capitani Classic. In 2013, he would win his third feature and capture the track championship. He set quick time in the 410 class 17 times and qualified for one Knoxville Nationals A-Main in 2008, and six times in the 360 Nationals. Well, Bronson, congratulations on the Hall of Fame. What's that mean to you?
Yeah, it's a long time no see, first of all. Yeah. We used to do this more often, but a little different atmosphere here. But no, it's awesome. This is definitely one big racing family, I think, what it makes you realize. We're all, I think everybody in this room's kind of got the sick bug or whatever. But no, it's a real neat deal, especially, you know, for... It's like we're all, Travis was from Washington, but we're all a bunch of Marion County guys now even. So I think that's special how, this is the best dirt track there is in the world. And, just a bunch of local guys going in the deal that love the sport. So, it's great.
Well, I remember I was at that race at Southern Iowa Speedway that you won in that your first time you were in a sprint car. And you also won the first 305 race here at the Knoxville Raceway. You also won the first Capitani Classic, too. What was that night like? I mean, here, this local guy competing against the best drivers, like 80-some drivers, and you come out on top that night.
Yeah, you bet. You know, that was one of them deals where, you know, in racing, that's what's so tough is you probably do have more bad luck than good. But that was one of the nights where everything worked out for us. And, It's just the history of this track and what a special race that's, you know, becoming. And, it's after Ralph Capitani and, you know, what he means to this place. So it's so special to get to be part of that history. And, that was obviously, as far as a racing career, that was definitely one of the high moments. There's no better feeling in the world than that night. And, we celebrated quite well.
And you celebrated a track championship, too. And I remember always coming to you in the pits after a heat race or after a quick time or something and said, yeah, man. Yeah. And I would always ask you, okay, points lead. And you said, I don't want to talk about that until the end of the night. And finally, when you won it, it was quite a celebration.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the points deal is a totally different deal. You know, you win a big race or something, and it just all happens within so many hours, and it's over. Whereas the points is, you know, you've worked – kind of your whole career even, and then you're working through the whole season for things to work right. So it is such a grind, and it's a mental grind. Anybody that's been through that knows, you know, how tough that really is. And it's so special. And once again, to get to get to run some fast laps here was pretty neat and fun. And to get to be a points champion and just, you know, Capitani Classic, whatever, the Hall of Fame, you know, it's just a list of people that just grew up just being thrilled to just get to be around them and part of it. So, it's really cool. And, you know, like I said, we love sprint cars and always will. So just a great honor.
You talk about family and, you know, the sprint car community being a family, but your family, very supportive as well, especially your wife and, your immediate family were always very supportive when you were here racing.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody's got their own stuff going on. But, yeah, even, you know, my brother and sister's here today. And my mom and dad always, would do what it took to keep going. And, I'm sure they'd rather I didn't race deep down. But, they knew I wanted to. And they're competitive people, too. And it's just very supportive. And definitely took the whole clan. And, my kids, it's real special, too. You know, we got four kids. And for them to get to be here with us today was special, too, because they were – pretty little as we were finishing racing, so they don't remember quite as much. But they even learned today that they think I'm even weirder than they thought, and they live with me. So,
Do they ever ask you about your racing or want to come here to watch the races?
Yeah, for sure. They really do like to talk about it, and they hunt some stuff down on the internet, watch some old videos and stuff, which is kind of – that's always kind of funny, and we talk about it. But, yeah, they're great race fans too, and for sure, I bring them, and we not all the time, but for sure, that was so special to me when I got to come here as a kid. So, for sure, we're doing the same thing with them.
You still farming and everything?
Yes, for sure. Family farm, and kids are starting to play some sports and stuff now. So, we're having a good time. These are great years.
All right, congratulations again.
All right, thank you.
That was 2023 Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame inductee Bronson Mation. We'll have more profiles as we get closer to the Knoxville Nationals. For KNIA KLS Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.